Welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined in an emergency podcast with JB Huskers. JB, how's it going?
Good. A couple things came out, huh?
One or two. Finally, we got that official reveal trailer and also a blog talking about the features of the game. We're going to go through all that now, especially when it comes to those that feature blog and set. If you go to the website, one area mentions something that the other does not, and we're going to try to piece that together. But first, let's go and show you this trailer.
Finally, it is here. You can take all that just another game stuff and throw it out. The eyes of the nation are on this field today, and that's what these players live for.
And that is the trailer. What stood out to you on your first watch? I know you've seen it a couple times now, but what stood out to you, JB?
That you'll get a copyright strike probably for Guns N' Roses.
I thought about that.
there are just so many things that we have not seen, like the celebrations, you know, the whole new, I mean, something that's been kind of new for, I don't know, maybe 5 years. Everybody likes to take that team photo after a turnover. Mm-hmm. That looks like that's in there. It looks like some championship belts. Just some, a lot of little things that you didn't normally see before you're seeing in the game now. You know, the guy dunking on the hoop. I can't remember what school that was, but
Pitt, I believe.
Yeah, just a bunch of little celebration things that are kind of exclusive to a team that are out there. So you wonder, you got the championship belt. You wonder if maybe there's turnover chains or you know, whatever school's got that their type of deal there. You kind of wonder, there may be a lot of details that we weren't expecting in year one that could be in for each team this year.
That's exactly my thought. When I saw this trailer for the first time, my first thought was, They've been very busy the last 3+ years putting all these details in. I didn't expect this, and I wouldn't have probably even held it against the development team if they didn't have all these in. Then you go through the trailer, and we have animals, we have team traditions, we have all the props.
Look at the crowd. That crowd just looks live.
This was the first scene in the trailer. I mean, it was all impressive, don't get me wrong. This was the first scene where my jaw kind of dropped, and I kind of said, holy cow. Like you said, this just looks so realistic. And I will say something I've noticed every time I watch it, I see something new. I don't know, as of now, I don't think I've seen the community say this yet. I'm sure somebody has. It looks like we have a kind of dynamic ribbon boards. I don't remember in the past it, you know, putting in the other team's logo in there as well. Small detail, but you're right. The crowd just looked amazing there. One thing, and I won't play the audio again, just in case we do get an audio strike. I mean, good point on that, JB. But one thing I noticed for our viewers and listeners, go back and listen to the song. There's a transition in there from Welcome to the Jungle to a band back to the song. Now, was this cleverly edited, or is this a hint for some of the soundtrack that we're going to get licensed songs with a band take on it?
Again, does any school's band use that regularly?
I'm sure a lot of schools do.
Yeah.
I see. What else did it mean with those? The turnover belt, the turnover hoop. I didn't think they'd have the turnover stuff in because those can change on a yearly basis. Yeah. At any time, really. We have the, you know, the Penn State whiteout and the S section, the bands on the field, you know, that's a nod back to the old days. And I've seen people online talking about, I saw it once as a positive and once as a negative, saying, well, this game is, you know, they really copied NCAA football 14. Well, they kind of had to, and they did say that was the starting point. That was the goal. We knew that from an ESPN blog, I believe from 2 years ago.
And you wonder,
they wanted that, and they almost had to in a way.
You wonder if you're going to have halftime shows with the band, maybe, because they showed one of the things was band on the field playing, and that was the audio was the band on the field playing. So you wonder if they're going to do halftime shows with possibly with the band doing their fight song, or maybe doing the license song. You never know.
And it looks like, at least based on this Baylor screenshot or clip, I should say, for example, they're going to have like team specific entrances down to even band on the field. I mean, that's pretty hardcore stuff. Yeah. The pyros look great. I did see somebody online and mention this, and it's one of those, unless you go frame by frame, you probably would not see it. They noticed that looks like Baylor has either new uniforms or something's wrong here, because they had pointed out Baylor with white stripes and white numbers on these uniforms. And apparently that's not something they have or have had. So maybe that's something a work in progress. Maybe that something got slipped here. I don't know. But I said, committee members did point that out. Now, did we get any night game shots in this clip, in this trailer, JB? I don't remember seeing any as we watch it again here for about the sixth time for me, and I think the third for you right now.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, well, Syracuse, that's kind of indoors, so.
There's That'd the be wave about the... from Iowa. Great seeing that.
Syracuse is probably the closest just because of
the dome. And
yeah,
I say, was the Penn State
that one? Looks like there, if you go back,
okay, there's a couple night clips towards the end here.
Looks like there's a late afternoon clip right there, or cloudy at least. Yeah,
that definitely does look more towards dusk there. I think you're right with that. There are a couple night shots, but we don't get like the big aerial. Like right after this, I believe it's Georgia, it turns into a night game.
Oh, yeah, I did a search. I don't see anything about 2024 Baylor, like any updates to their uniforms. So
maybe it's top secret.
Maybe.
And there's Pitt with the dunk. Keen eyes online noticed midriff on the player, jersey tucked up. People were talking about the pants being above the knees. They've seen that in there. Say as the clip winds down here.
Old Travis Hunter pick right here.
Yep.
Team photo. Trophies.
So
the trophy.
Very reminiscent of NCAA Football 14. And I say that in a good way, with all those traditions and rivalry traditions that game had. Looks like they're coming back in.
The about 45 seconds in, it cuts from the night game at Penn State, the whiteout, and as Washington's making their entrance, it's raining hard.
Yep. There is a great screenshot, and we can get that to her in a second. I noticed that in the lot.
On their helmets, too.
It's on the helmets. Here's another screenshot. This was on the website. This was not from the trailer. Again, showing that rain. This is Oklahoma. You got Jackson Arnold here. That looks great. The lighting with the raindrops on the helmets looks amazing.
Yeah.
I will say that OU logo is not scaled right. In real life, it's a little bit skinnier. Not a big deal. I'm sure it's a work in progress. But when I saw this picture.
Well, yeah, you could see right above on the truss up there.
Yeah, it's closer to that. But I mean, still, just graphically with the weather stuff, like at least the rain, very, very impressive.
I noticed on the Duke entrance, like, it's just not just generic pyro. You see white pyro, you see flames, you see blue pyro for Duke blue. It's wild. It's coming up here like in 5 seconds here. See, it's not just generic pyro. It's damn near team specific there with the colors.
That's the thing. They put a lot of work and detail into this, which is really impressive.
Man, I'm looking at the kickoff to Appalachian State. Man, just look at the shot of go back. Look at the shot of Robinson just as he catches it. Just the trees
That's what in real life we wondered about that. We talked about a couple episodes back.
All the background of the trees and stuff there, man, that looks amazing.
I said that if we can get an aerial of that stadium to see how they did with the trees, that would look amazing because it's one of those most unique scenic views in college football, the way it's the stadium is surrounded by trees everywhere.
Then when they did the they showed the Syracuse thing, the hue, just the hue from the dome, like it's like they had a filter on it. It's kind of cool there, right there. You could see it kind of like a, it's like a yellow hue inside just because of the dome. So that's kind of a cool lighting effect they did with the with that particular stadium.
Yeah, I said there's just so many traditions and unique things in here.
Oh, they're waving at the kids. I didn't even notice that
Yep,
first.
yep, yep.
Waved at the kids at the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many details in here, and you got to think how many schools didn't get shown that details are in the game.
If you're not excited for 2 months from now, man.
Let's get into the features. I think that's the big thing now. Everybody's seen this trailer probably multiple times. So let's get to the feature set. As we mentioned in the lead up, on their website and blog, one might mention an additional detail that the other does not. And we'll try to piece that together here as we go throughout the show. The game modes, Dynasty is the big one, 32-man online Dynasty. We have Road to Glory, talks about how you can manage your weekly schedule, GPA, your image, earn coach trust for playing time. Or use the portal. We did not get to see recruiting or the portal in this trailer, obviously, because it was more of a gameplay focused or on the field focused trailer. Ultimate Team, we knew that was going to be in. And Road to the College Football Playoff. This is one that I have my idea what it is. It mentions experience a new way to play competitively and represent your favorite team in the Road to the College Football Playoff. Climb the pole by upsetting the toughest opponents, make it to the playoff, and vie for the national championship. We'll talk about crossplay in a minute. Crossplay includes this mode. That makes me think this is almost like a, and
Competitive, like
yes,
online
is it, it
esports.
was it head-to-head seasons in Ultimate? Is that what I'm thinking of, where you kind of go through a gauntlet and then try to be the best? That's kind of how I view it. And maybe I'm thinking of the wrong mode name, but so to me, that's what this sounds like. It's more about initially when I first read it, I thought it was a seasons mode in
I
terms
thought it
of
was more
no,
like an
no recruiting, just play a season.
I thought it was
Now I'm
more like
thinking
an
it's.
esports mode, just because it's saying, upset the toughest opponents and make it to the playoffs. Like you got to try to, I it almost sounds like an esports mode to me.
I can see that. And I can see it's also probably going to be a trophy for somebody. You got to win a
Oh,
win that.
God,
That'll be
that'd
a
be
tough one. If you
impossible.
got, yeah, if you got to play online, that's going to be a tough one. Let's go into some of these.
32 teams, man. Well, of course, Madden
That's
has
what
that,
Madden has.
so
So that was kind of expected in a way.
yeah.
Let's go into iconic atmospheres. We're not going to read the whole thing to you because that's not very exciting, but we're going to bring up the key items here. It talks about the pageantry and traditions. Well, the trailer obviously blew that out. One thing that's worth mentioning here, and this is not everywhere when it talks about this, obviously the team stuff, loudness meters. That is one aspect that I did not see everywhere on the website when it talks about traditions. So it looks like we might be getting back the decibel meter or the loudness meter like we had way back on PS2 in terms of the toughest places to play and that home field advantage. It also mentions real game day audio. So that to me either implies EA went out and recorded game audio at stadiums or some of those sounds that schools sent in got used. That's how I infer that. We finally got our answer on multiple commentary teams. Kirk and Chris Fowler will call the marquee matchups, while Jesse Palmer, David Pollack, and Reese Davis will take the mic for all your other games. So, like you joked on our last episode, JB, when you start off your Akron dynasty, your first couple of years, you will not be getting Kirk and Chris.
It's interesting because David Pollack's not with ESPN anymore, is
I
he?
guess they must have figured that they're so far down the road with him recording lines, and I'm assuming ESPN has a problem letting him stay in. If it has an ESPN license, that is not mentioned either.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if he was still with ESPN or just off game day or gone
He's
from
on.
ESPN
He's on his. I believe
completely.
he's on his own right now. Yeah, he's not at ESPN. Let's go to Campus IQ gameplay features. True college gameplay, powered by a wide range of player ratings, makes you wonder: do we have additional ratings in this game as compared to Madden, for example, that fluctuate throughout a game? Team tiers and new in-game passing mechanics. I wonder what that could entail. Delivers strategic, fast-paced gameplay reflecting the true depth of college football. A wear and tear system. You manage their health, fatigue, assess risk of injury, and avoid on-field mistakes by using strategic substitutions. I wonder if that'll is that just for a game? Is that over a season? I hope it's over a season. But again, that sounds like a great system. People have always wanted in that community. They wanted a really great fatigue and injury management system.
Yeah, no, the blog says, like, as the hits add up, so, you know, if they take a bunch of, if they've taken a bunch of tackles, you know, I'm wondering, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it's implemented for one and how to avoid it for two, how to avoid injury.
Pre-snap recognition, it says you get the intel at the line to make the right reads and decisions. Like, there's, until we get a on the field, you know, game, regular gameplay view, like the user will see, we're just going to have to guess what that means. Home field advantage. Kind of knew that from the previous section. That was back in the host team has an advantage in every matchup. Makes you wonder, did they copy Madden's home field advantage? I hope they made it more realistic than Madden's home field advantage. Test your squad's roam game composure as you face distractions such as screen shaking, missing pre-play icons, and moving play art. That's straight out of NC Football 14, just previous versions of the game. But they were always popular for home field advantage, so it's not a surprise they would bring those back. And let's mention crossplay here. This is a big one, an issue, item of contention already in the community after going through this. Talks about what is crossplay. It's for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S. Users can compete against each other. Where the point of contention comes in, what modes will crossplay support? In College Football 25, you can cross-platform in Road to the College Football Playoff, College Football Ultimate Team, and Play a Friend. So online head-to-head and online dynasty not mentioned there. Those are two areas people already online a bit frustrated. So hopefully EA can clarify that at some point, or who knows, maybe that can be patched in at a later point.
Is Madden's crossplay?
Their franchise, dynasty? I believe they added it during the year. If I remember correctly, they had a kind of a beta where you could try it out. And then I think during the year they fully implemented it.
And then one thing that wasn't listed on that site on the game modes, team builder is going to be in.
Yep, that is, to me, the biggest problem. Let's go to that blog, because the blog, again, mentions more than the other page, which, yeah. So you really got to read the whole website to get, you know, to understand everything that's coming. We still don't know everything, I have a feeling. So let's go through this blog, and like you mentioned,
everything there is the same that we talked about, except the bottom.
Yep. Game modes, we talked about that. The big one, and this shocked me. We didn't think this would be in year one. No offense to EA. We just thought they had a lot on their plate. It's something that maybe they, depending on how they want to do it, might be a year two or three item. No, it's going to be in year one. Team Builder is back. That was one of probably the top 10, maybe top five questions in terms of feature set. It says create your own program with customization tools on the Team Builder website. You can design uniforms, helmets, fields, and upload your own logo, and then use it in Play Now and Dynasty. It does mention here very specifically, when you follow that asterisk, can be used in offline Play Now and private Dynasty modes. To me, that indicates, one, if you use something they don't like, they don't have to manage it because you're not competing against anybody else. It's only, unless, of course, if you stream it, but generally speaking, you're only going to see it yourself. So it makes me wonder if they know people are going to play with the rosters a little bit.
Well,
let's just not have this go online.
Notice one thing it doesn't mention is rosters.
That is a good point.
Rosters are not mentioned in that blurb.
That is a very good point. That is a very good point. So it makes you wonder, it's very much building a program. That'd be interesting. What is your roster then? Do you have any say on your roster? That's a good catch.
It might just be generic.
Whatever the computer gives you.
Yeah. Or you can import a school. But I mean, if you're trying to do an FCS school or something like that, and you may just be stuck with generic players.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Another thing that was not mentioned in, when talked, of course, we didn't get a lot into Dynasty. There was just that vague create a coach. Did not get any mention of custom conferences in this blog. I don't know that I would take that to mean it's in or out, but it was not mentioned. And we already had a community member, I believe Marshall Layton was the one who DM'd us and said, hey, guys, is it in? I don't know. That's a good question. It was not mentioned. We kind of assumed it might be, but then maybe there, I got to think that some stuff is being held back for specific blogs or live streams. I can't think that this is everything in the game.
No.
But at the same time, I don't want to get people's hopes up. You think you would get the two words and then get information later. Like Team Builder is very basic here, and I'm sure we'll get a great blog or live stream later.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, we don't have any idea how that transfer portal is going to work in Dynasty, online and offline.
But it was mentioned.
yeah, it was mentioned, but you just got a lot of things that you got to, you know, is the old coaching carousel back in again, like we had in 14? You know, there's a lot of things that are still left to go here with a little, we're almost right at 2 months before release.
On Thursday, we got the official reveal of the covers, even though they had leaked early. We're not going to go through all the specifics of these versions, but there are some aspects we do want to bring up. First off, the deluxe edition is a $100 version. A lot of Ultimate Team things, gives you 3-day early access. You can play the game starting July 16th. There's an MVP bundle, which if you are into Madden and play a lot of Madden and know you're going to play a lot of college football and you happen to play at least a decent amount of Ultimate Team, I actually think this is a really good deal, especially if you're an EA Play member. That's $150. So basically, just game alone, you know, 75 a piece, that's face value. But if you add an EA Play discount, and if you play Ultimate Team and get all this stuff with it, that's actually, I think, the best deal of all. But that's, you got to play Madden really, though, to make that deal worth it. They have a chart here with all the pre-order bonuses and perks. And of course, then way at the bottom, they bury the standard version, which will be $70. That one gives you 3 Ultimate Team items, and that's it. But you do not get early access on that standard edition. So I think that drives a lot of the hardcore people. Everyone listening to us is probably debating between Deluxe or MVP, because we're all the hardcore, passionate guys who, realistically, would you pay an extra $30 to play it 3 days early? I imagine a lot of people listening to us, their answer is yes.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting too there on the Ultimate Team one for college. You get looks like you're going to have a player of your team on your team to kick off your Ultimate Team on college, which is going to be kind of nice. That's that alma mater team pack. I'm assuming it's going to you have one choice player out of 134, so you're going to be able to play with a guy from your team if you're an Ultimate Team player. Plus the 4,600 points. I mean, you can get a couple of good bundles or kind of my, though some people won't follow this. Some people will spend all the points right away on packs, but you know, I would wait for bundles like Halloween bundles and other things to come out to use those points on, unless you're really a big Ultimate Team player that just spends money left and right on it. If you want to hold on to those points, wait for a big bundle that's gonna maybe give you a special players a chance at things. Because like I know the Halloween, you know, with Madden Ultimate Team, Most Feared was always a fun one, and the Christmas opening up the Christmas presents was another fun one. So if they do those in NCAA, that might be a good thing to just kind of wait for. But I know a lot of people are just gonna blow those points right away. So, but I wouldn't blow them right away on basic packs. That's just me. I'm not as big of an Ultimate Team player as I used to be back in the day, but that's kind of my kind of
Advice.
advice for that. Yeah.
One thing, and Tommy sent this to us. He wanted to make sure this point was made. He's busy job shadowing Cliff Kingsbury right now.
Yeah.
We have the Madden Deluxe Edition and the College Football Deluxe Edition. You go through all those items, and especially on the college football side, on the CFB side, you'll notice there are no perks in here for on Dynasty Mode or Road to Glory. So Tommy's point was it looks like a good sign that they're not really looking to monetize heavily those modes, because if there was something like that, you'd think those would be perks included in this.
Yeah, this is yeah, it's all Ultimate Team related in those deluxe editions. So that's yeah, that is definitely a good thing that they're just keeping the monetization there. Plus, they know it's a moneymaker anyways, so they really don't need to monetize elsewhere.
Of course, there always could be dynasty accelerators, but in the past they kept those for offline dynasties only. And there
Yeah.
also is no uniform pass. I think there was a hope in the community that when we saw them, we knew the prices, but not the details. There was a hope that, well, maybe if I'm paying 100, $150, I'll get some, free uniforms, or I'll get a season pass for uniforms. Doesn't look like it's going to work that way. It looks like it's probably going to be
Maybe they're free.
buy them as they come out, or
That or they're free updates, possibly. You never
that'd
know.
be nice if some of those were free. We asked at the Gaming Tailgate on Twitter at Gaming Tailgate. We wanted to get feedback from the community, which is always the most important part to us, which version you're going to get. So far, out of almost 600 votes, the Deluxe Edition is the winner. Like I said, I think a lot of people in our group, if you play Madden, you're going to get that MVP bundle. If you're a guy who just wants to play college football early, you're going to get that Deluxe Edition. That's why,
Yeah.
though, it's really not a big
Yeah,
surprise to me.
it sounds like a lot of these people are just going to stick with college and not play Madden, at least with our followers, and which I guess really isn't that much of a surprise.
No, because if you go through the comments, there's always a good portion of people who don't really care for Madden. So that's why they're hoping that this game does not play like Madden. We also asked, what was your favorite cover of the two that have been released? This one was not a shock. The Deluxe Edition artwork wins 85% to 15. There's still 6 days left, so I guess the Standard Edition fans could really flood the voting later. I don't anticipate that happening. That Deluxe Edition artwork, just so great. I mean, it lends itself to a great poster to hang on the wall.
Yeah.
Whereas the standard, I think it would have helped EA if they could have got that Standard Edition cover put out first. But when the Deluxe Edition leaked first, that was the first one we saw, and it is a cooler one in my opinion. But I understand, if you're a fan of Ewers or Hunter or Edwards, you might like that Standard Edition cover a little bit more.
Yeah, and the other one it includes much more, and it's just a cool shot. So it's not a surprise that that's a landslide.
We also asked on one of our the polls on there. We also asked the question at Gaming Tailgate on Twitter. We asked people when we knew there was going to be that $150 version. We didn't know the details, but we did ask for $150. What would it take for you to buy it? And it was pretty humorous the wide range of answers we got. On one end of the spectrum, it was, I'll pay $150 no matter what. If I get the game, I don't care what the price is. And on the other end of the spectrum, you had people saying, I'm not paying $150. In the middle, though, there was a lot of good answers, like we mentioned, a uniform pass. There were a good number of people, though, who did say Madden 25 is what it would take to then pay 150. So I don't know if they had inside info or just great guessing, but it was pretty interesting to see that.
Yeah, and it's, with people that were maybe saying some kind of physical item. I mean, with Best Buy and Walmart getting rid of physical discs, I think any kind of, I mean, still, I mean, there's a lot of video games that do physical items, and they have special editions and things like that. But like a big company like EA Sports, probably not going to do it again. With
No.
mass producing and the fact that some of the big retailers are all digital now, I think we're those days of hoping for something like that, like we kind of speculated, probably are not going to happen ever again with EA.
And I've heard, and I think this is accurate, but I've heard people say that the only physical version of this game is the standard edition. That the deluxe edition is a digital version. I don't know if EA has ever clarified that, but I can see where that might be the case. So, like you said, that really hurts the chances of a physical item. As much as I think a lot of us wanted it, especially when you saw $150 price tag initially,
Yeah.
we're just not going to get it, which is a shame. But I also understand where EA is coming from because it doesn't take any extra production or any sh shipping to get it to stores or get to the consumer. But I am kind of surprised. Back in NCAA 14. And I'm going off memory here. In the past, some retailers had different pre-order bonuses and perks. If you got it from, Best Buy or Walmart, they had different another Ultimate Team pack above and beyond what came with the game for pre-ordering. And we did so far, at least, unless it's to be announced later, that's not the case this year. It's you order this version, this is what you get.
Yeah, and everything's digital now, so I'm sure it's just going to be straight across the board. I don't think we're going to see any specific retailers doing anything special there.
Well, we're going to wrap up this emergency podcast. JB, thanks for coming on quick notice. And just for the listener and viewer's sake, we want you to know that we're doing this in the middle of the day Friday. So if any big news emerges later in the day or this weekend and you're wondering why we're not talking about it, it's because that's when we recorded this show. But we do want to know from the community, what did you see in the trailer that was most impressive? Did you see some details or items that we might have missed? Like I said, I'm only on rewatch number six, and I have not gone through and watched it Zapruder film style yet. So I'm sure there'll be even more items that emerge. But I do recommend you go to thegamingtailgate.com, click on the EA Sports College Football Information Central. We're updating that with every bit of information we get about this game, all the screenshots that have come out, all the news that's coming out, we're putting on the site. Make sure you follow us at Gaming Tailgate on Twitter. That's probably the primary source. As soon as the news emerges, it goes there first because it's the quickest and the easiest way to do it. And again, we would appreciate it. Wherever you're listening or watching us, take a few seconds, subscribe, like, give us a five-star review. It helps us grow the show. So for JB and Tommy, who will be back hopefully next episode, this is CDJ. Everyone, thank you for watching and listening to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.